At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Once again, your song of the day from 1994, Undone Sweater Song by Weezer, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good, texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Big surprise there, Jake, yeah. Big surprise.
I didn't see that one coming. I'm going to say it right away, I did not see a Weezer song.
No, I like it. I mean, you did good on that, Jake. Big surprise. Was that going to be yesterday?
No, that was...
Oh, Heyman was Heyman yesterday. Heyman had it. Hi, Ben.
He'll probably play his song next week.
Hey, Island in the Sun is their best song.
Sip. Right? Yeah. That's how it goes. It was hip.
Hip.
But who said hip. Sip? Was that John Mabry who said sip?
Yeah, Kurt McKeever.
Oh, God Kurt bless McKeever. Him. Okay. Yeah.
Beverly Hills. That's a good song. I like the driving guitar. It's quirky.
It's quirky.
Weezer definitely had a time. Yeah. God, they had a time. And the driving guitar is pretty amazing in that song, if you really listen. 8.7546.
Okay.
That's
Bill?
Nice. Not really my deal. Yeah.
You like the driving guitar, though.
But the driving guitar, and the lyrics were really good. Really good lyrics.
They're weird.
They're weird, and I liked it. And there's something about Weezer I kind of like. So I wanted to hate it, but I couldn't. 6-4-2-2-1.
Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah, I was really, I'm like right away, this is going to be like a 2 for me. And all of a sudden, I gave it some time and Weezer kind of won me over.
Okay, I guess Ben score before
Ben's
the Derek here.
4-1.
Yeah, okay. I think it's low. I'm going to go
3-9.
3-9. Good call, Bill, on that.
Good call.
Well, we are joined.
Who's here?
We are joined as we are every other Friday by Derek Bombeck, the director of sport for Visit Lincoln.
Sport.
Derek, did you like that song or not? That wasn't country or R&B.
You get a combination of scores here. So 7 for your creativity on the song, because like I said, none of us expected it. But that's a song I'm going to listen to for 10 seconds driving, and it's going to be switched immediately. So that's about a 4. So you get about a 5.5 as the average.
I'm going to support him. Yeah. I'm going to support him.
Derek, very comfortable on our show.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. He's very comfortable.
It's been 9 years.
He is not. Okay, I'm on their show. I need to do it. No
diplomacy.
I run Lincoln. And so
have you seen those new baseball softball fields on First and Cornhusker?
Yeah, that you got done. You built yourself.
Been out there laying sod for months.
Yes.
Derek's been busy.
That is really beautiful out there if you haven't seen it. If you're a Lincolnite, drive out there and check it out. It's amazing. I'm just going to go walk around.
Have you had the governor out there?
Sand Hills Global Youth Complex. Everybody who's anybody's been out there.
See the fine work.
So.
How many fields are there?
So 7 full fields, and then there's
live remote.
Hero field.
7 full fields.
Live remote.
Live remote from out. That'd be great.
We hit some balls.
We'll get the lights on. Oh, boy. Some batting practice.
Please.
That'd be fun.
Please tell us the name of the facility.
Sand Hills Global Youth Complex. Be ready for play in March to April of 2025.
Nice. Okay, check it out.
Calendar's filling up.
And what kind of events?
Baseball, softball, youth to collegiate.
Collegiate.
Okay. So this is not a soccer. There's no soccer.
I mean, you can play soccer on these turf fields, but they're set for baseball, softball, but we can play lacrosse, soccer.
Whoa.
Any and all.
Like to see some lacrosse.
Yeah.
There you go.
We are concerned with the lack of Big C this morning. Where's he at?
Yeah, well, he had a soccer game in Fremont last night, followed by the Niner game. Stayed up late because there's no school for LPS Friday, Monday, Tuesday, so traffic should be a little lighter. So he's hopefully still sleeping. Yeah.
Friday, Monday,
Missed down
Tuesday.
His Friday appearance, though.
I'm sure if I would have woke him up, I'm like, I'm not going to wake him up, but if he's up, he can obviously come. So
unreal. Well, hope he enjoys his fall break.
Right, let's get to the
Some things happening here. How about Husker baseball and softball, Derek?
Yes, we got Husker Nebraska baseball team playing their fall ball red-white series October 11th through 16th. Games are going to be at 11 a.m. today, 2 p.m. tomorrow, and 3 p.m. on the 14th through 16th. All games are going to be at Haymarket Park, and then you have the Husker softball team hosting their open practice today at 2:30 at Boland Stadium. So for more information, check out Huskers.com for all the action.
Husker baseball.
Husker baseball, softball.
11 through the
16th. No football going on, so come check out and see what's
going
on.
Yeah. Nice. Why wouldn't you?
Also, basketball scrimmage on Sunday.
Yeah.
Fred's crew. I think that's 2 p.m.
Are you going to go to that?
I'm thinking about it, actually.
Devaney, right?
Yeah. It's Devaney.
You would think that
Keith Mann would get us some really nice seats for that, for coming up with the idea.
It was Bill's idea.
And then we've just been snubbed.
It might be your glasses that are causing him concern.
It's the first thing I noticed when I came in and sat down.
Moving on, Derek, the Paul Owen Judo Tournament.
Yeah, I don't think we talk about judo enough on this show.
We don't. We never do. I said it numerous times.
If you're interested, come out to the Lincoln Martial Arts Center this Saturday for the Paul Owen Judo Tournament. This is going to be your standard classic Olympic style judo for those that aren't aware. So competitions start at 10 a.m. It's going to end around 1 p.m. There's no admission if you want to come watch the tournament, and everybody's welcome to come check out this great event. So for more information on that, visit LincolnMartialArtsCenter.com.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in One offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer and other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
That might be kind of fun to watch.
I'm going
to
take Big C, and we're going to go check that out before we go check out the Nebraska Wesleyan men's soccer game at 1, and then we're going to try to get back home for those 2:30 football games. So we got a big Saturday.
That's a big day.
Yeah.
That is a big
day. Where is the Martial Arts Center at? Do you know where it's at?
I believe it's down on like 56th Street and like normalish. So, but
we'll check that out. We'll confirm.
Is it close to the roller skating Hall of Fame?
Here's what you do, Jake. You type in Lincoln Martial Arts.
I was hoping that Derek would know what the top of his head.
Off the top of my head, I don't.
Google it.
I'll Google it. It's like Signetti.
Yes.
Google me. Next up, the 2024 Pumpkin Run, Derek.
Yes. Oh, this is incredible.
This is an amazing event put on by the Nebraska Sports Council, and it's going to be hosting their annual Pumpkin Run this Sunday, October 13th, outside Pinnacle Bank Arena. This is a one-mile youth fun run and is the largest of its kind in the nation. Runs begin at 10 a.m. and occur every half hour on the hour. Starting with grades 5th grade, going down to 4th all the way to kindergarten. It's a great event. A great cause. So if you want to register for the event or just come check out an amazing event, they also have an expo going on inside Pinnacle Bank Arena for a lot of health and wellness initiatives. Check out PumpkinRunLincoln.com.
That's on Sunday.
That is on Sunday. I'll be down there for that as well. Colin and Graham decided not to run this year.
Oh, it's 1 mile. Last year they came in at about
6:30 and 6:40 on their miles. So not bad for fourth graders.
Wait a second.
So,
that's really good.
Yeah, they got, I think there was.
Did you have to carry a pumpkin during this?
No pumpkin. There was several hundred kids in their division, and I think they came in about 11th and like 15th or so.
6:30 is no joke.
No, that's rolling.
I was trying to find multiple paths to catch him so I could like wave at him a couple times. Even I was like huffing and puffing by the end of that race.
Bill, there's no way in the world you or I could run 6:30 mile right now. There's no way in the world.
No chance.
There's no chance.
That's fast.
Jake might.
Jake can do it. Struggle right now.
A little training.
Yep. I can maybe get there. Not right now, but after a couple weeks, potentially.
It's sad that
I just can't imagine they just took off and ran a 6-minute mile. That's,
good God.
That's fast.
That's sprint.
And they didn't win.
There was some kids that were much faster. So.
Wow.
That's sprint the whole way.
It's like Prefontaine.
I don't know who that is.
Steve Prefontaine.
Yeah. Oh,
the first to break the 4-minute barrier. 4-minute mile. Come on.
Right? Is that right?
Yes.
Was he
the first to break it?
I'm not joking.
You know Steve Largent, but you don't know Steve Prefontaine.
He broke the 4-minute barrier.
Ran at Oregon. Yeah.
Maybe.
He's legendary.
Shocking.
Yeah, that's shocking. That does shock me. Yeah.
Don't be shocked.
Last thing, Derek. The NSAA Boys Tennis Championship.
It is state championship season coming up, and the first to hit Lincoln is going to be the NSAA Boys State Tennis Championship. So Class B is going to take place October 17th and 18th, and the Class A is going to start on the 21st and 22nd. All matches are going to be taking place at Woods Tennis Center. So for more information or check out the best that the state has to offer in boys tennis, check out nsaahome.org.
Nice.
Good job, Derek.
Are those events outside?
They have indoor and outdoor. So
if the weather's good there, they'll be outside if we get some.
Well, they use all the courts they have. Saturday is a Woods. Weather, you know, day for Class B if they need it. And then, yeah, keep
is
playing.
Is the pool still open over there? Because it's been searing hot.
Can't imagine. No.
Well, it's been in the 90s.
The pool is closed.
They typically close all pools when LPS starts. So
pool's closed.
Isn't it true that when you see a tennis court, you just want to play?
Yeah, you do.
You just want to take
and
up tennis.
And also, it's very sad when you see an old court. It's kind of beat up and not maintained. And it's like, really? Come on.
Some of those apartment complex ones you drive by.
There's one on 84th that makes me cry.
Yeah, you see them and you're like, hey, get yourself together a little bit here. Yeah.
Isn't that true, though? When you see a tennis court, you're like, I wish I was playing.
Well, we used to play stickball, you know, back in the old Shelton days on the tennis courts. Taking that down.
Did you?
Oh.
You just said screw tennis and said let's do something else in the court.
You got there at about 10 a.m., played stickball till about noon, went and ate. Then you went to the pool from about 1 to 3, came back and played stickball until supper.
Better time.
This is Shell, Nebraska. Yeah.
You're old enough to have better times.
Yeah, I am. Yep.
And Bender said that, Derek.
I remember that can of chocolate syrup you guys were talking about.
Do you?
Oh, 100%.
The can?
Back in the 80s, they still had that.
Yeah, both sides?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember opening them, but you got a new one too?
Yes.
Oh, it's awesome. Now it's just pop.
Better
the,
time.
The tennis court in Pender was right by the pool, and I told you, sometimes we would hit a ball into the pool, and you have to throw the tennis ball back, and you had to try to dry it off, because you only had like one or two balls. You didn't have, you know.
Took a while.
You didn't have that.
Difficult times.
Yeah. Financial strain. And wooden tennis racket. That had the Chris Everett.
You had the Chris Everett.
Yeah, the Chris Everett racket.
I had the Jimmy Connors, that little head. God dang, I want a big head.
And you had to put that thing on it to screw so it wouldn't warp.
Yep.
Derek.
Jake's been playing us off for a while.
Well, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
I guess the show's over, huh, Jake?
Derek Bombeck, Visit
Music's
Lincoln.
Playing.
Hour two, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports next, an early break on the ticket.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.